The Dakuma Africa Chief Executive Musa Abdullahi has described as regrettable the withdrawal of the Mampusi side of the Boku Inter-Ethnic Peace Committee due to a misunderstanding. At a news briefing held at Boku, Mr. Abdullahi called on the media to, as a matter of concern, use the medium to appeal to the Mampusi side to rescind their decision and come back to the negotiating table for absolute peace to be restored. Here's a report by Isaac Hassari.
Addressing the media, Musa Abdullahi disclosed that the policy of government as part of its efforts in executing its Better Ghana agenda is to work tirelessly to reverse the declining economy, the wailing social infrastructure, and to bring peace, prosperity, and discipline to the people. He therefore asked them to desist from activities that could distract this said objective. On the state of security in Boku, Mr. Abdullahi said efforts by government and relevant stakeholders have ensured relative peace in the area. According to him, petty squabbles justify the continuous curfew and ban on motorbike riding by mills, which he said has in a way affected business activities as well as the social life of the people. He added that with peace improving, efforts are underway to better the lives of the people, stressing that there has been tremendous development in the area of revenue mobilization despite the conflict. Mr. Abdullahi pointed out that the area has for the past 2 years exceeded its revenue base as against the projected revenue targets set by the Assembly, and attributed its success story to a number of prudent measures instituted by the Assembly. To him, the area could achieve more success only if the current peace enjoyed by the people is sustained, with the Mampushi faction returning to the peace process. Other sectors of the economy, he indicated, have experienced remarkable growth and development due to support from the government and other interventional key stakeholders. During question time, the media were particularly concerned about the illegal settlement of squatters along the border post of Ghana and Burkina Faso and called on the MCE and the authorities concerned to act swiftly in dealing with the situation since their stay poses a security threat. In response, the MCE urged the media to exercise restraint since his outfit and the security agencies are on top of the issue and are initiating moves to deal with the perpetrators.